This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that my team discovered about 2 or 3 months ago. It's Kinara Biotech, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, ticker symbol LOVFF. And also, if you're up there in Canada, you can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol LOVE. With us today is the CFO, Lenny Ryder, and also Barry Lexer, the Chief Operating Officer. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Thank you, Everett.
You know, you guys are building one of the biggest biotechs, if you will, indoor cannabis cultivation facilities, 625,000 square feet in Canada, specifically in Quebec. That being said, now that you guys have gotten your cultivation license, how do you intend to create the long-term value for your shareholders?
Thank you for that question, Everett. As you well know, the cannabis industry honeymoon effect with the capital markets has evaporated fairly quickly.
Yes.
Investors now want us to behave like any other profit-oriented industry. We need to show strong top line in terms of revenues. We need to quickly get to positive earnings per share, and we need to show long-term sustainability through positive cash flow. We believe we can attain these goals for three basic reasons. Being in Quebec, we have the lowest cost of goods in the country. We have access to 15 megawatts of power at 3.6 cents per kilowatt hour. This is a huge cost of goods advantage for anybody in Quebec. We also have scale. As you mentioned, Everett, we have a 625,000 square foot facility. The first 170,000 square feet is now licensed. We also have the ability to expand into our vacant space once we've verified and validated, we know how to cultivate in a successful and consistent manner. And most importantly, we've taken great steps to develop superior genetics and produce, hopefully, premium strains of cannabis. And Barry's going to talk further to that.
You know, that is so funny you bring that up. You know, I hear about all kinds of strains, premium strains. Barry, explain to me, what is exactly a premium strain and what makes you guys so different?
Premium strain is really actually a subjective term. What's premium to one person may not be premium to another person. You need to qualify that. The catch-all with cannabis tends to be the amount of THC within the strain. Cannabis can possess up to 30%, 32% THC levels, which a big chunk of the market considers as premium. As well, it can have different combinations of THC and CBD. Different strains have been cultivated over the last 25 years to try and bring out different properties in the cannabis itself. On top of the THC, there's also the effect of the terpene, which are the properties of the different genetics, which give it unique flavors and smells. And again, that is a subjective choice of depending on the user. Kinara has had the benefit, since this has been long in planning, of being able to source out different types of strains from all kinds of different places in California, in Africa, in the West Coast of Canada. And we've tried to put together a package of what we consider qualities that different types of consumers will consider top strains.
You know, I was looking at your guys' company, and what really amazes me a lot is that everything's indoor. I'm sure it's going to be, the kind that you're looking for and kind of strains that you're looking for. That being said, let's change gears here and look at your balance sheet. It appears that you guys are well positioned to execute on your business plan. Is there a capital market strategy that you could share with our listeners?
Thank you for that question. As you point out, our balance sheet reflects sufficient liquidity to execute on our business plan. We are targeting around mid-year to start generating revenues from B2B sales from cannabis. As you're well aware, with many companies readjusting to the realities of the sector, there's a multitude of opportunities for M&A and assets that are available. And while we're not ignoring these opportunities, we're being very cautious to not get distracted. We know that our stakeholders want us to get to positive earnings per share as quickly as possible, and this is a focus of the management team.
Gentlemen, before I let you go, and I appreciate you coming on the show today, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
We want you to understand that Cannara is here at this time in the cannabis history. We've had it may be perceived as being late to the game, but in fact, we consider our position to be actually advantageous because we have the benefit of hindsight of all the other LPs that have started over the last year or two. We have a better understanding of what the market wants. Because of changes in the laws, we've had availability of much better strains. And we understand that cannabis, as Lenny said before, it's a business. We've shed all the illusion of, you know, the magic of the cannabis industry and the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. We're a nuts and bolts business. We see ourselves as an industry. We're profit driven. We're modest in terms of our expenses and our overheads and our front office. And we're a real production driven company. And we want our shareholders to know that we're here for the long term. We're here to generate a profit. And we're here to produce a first grade product.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is Cannara Biotech, Inc. Again, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol LOVFF, also on the CSE under the ticker symbol LOVE. Lenny, Barry, gentlemen, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. Hopefully you become regulars, come on the show every 45 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.